Listening to their music, you feel like you're reading epic tales, sorry stories, and vignettes of life, or the innermost thoughts of everyday occurrences. Such is the songwriting ability of Holly Fulbrook and the musicianship of her band. Returning with their third album, Olympic Girls, and touring the country, Holly Fulbrook from Tiny Ruins joins us here on Wednesday Drive. Good afternoon, Holly.
Hello.
Thanks so much for joining us here at 2SER.
Well, it's very nice to be back.
It's sunny outside. You've just flown in from Adelaide before you finish off your tour in Wollongong and Sydney. How has the tour been going?
It's been great. We started off in Melbourne and Anglesey, a bit cooler. And then in Adelaide we had actually 3 days off, which is kind of unheard of on a tour. And so we really enjoyed kind of actually getting to know Adelaide a little bit.
Yeah.
Wandering around and... saw a movie, went to the movies.
What did you see?
That new film, Us.
Oh, yeah.
It's by the same makers as Get Out.
Yeah, Jordan Peele. It's pretty full on, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. We really enjoyed it, actually. Yeah.
I've sort of read previously that touring wears you out a bit. You know, you sort of get to the end and you're like, oh, you sort of sit down and go, now what? And I was just wondering if maybe previous tours and the transition from the last album to this one, what have you changed and what do you think is... Are you going to sort of save yourself a bit or just try and so you don't run on empty at the end?
Well, we have Tom Healy in the band now. So Tom produced Brightly Painted One, our last album, and our new album.
Yeah.
But he kind of wasn't really officially in the band until the last kind of 2 years. And so touring with him, he's a real organizer.
Oh, yeah.
And... you know, we're a band that's always been at this kind of level where we still do a lot ourselves. It's pretty DIY. We tour manage ourselves and manage ourselves, drive ourselves, book all the ACOM and the flights and everything. So I think having Tom actually in the band has made it a kind of a better, well-oiled machine.
Right.
Where we always have a tour book now where we know exactly what we're doing each day and... yeah, we're just a bit older and we know how to tour a lot more efficiently and kind of conserve our energy a lot better.
Like taking 3 days off in Adelaide.
Exactly.
Nice. And you're saying we because you're Cass Basil on bass, Alex Freer on drums and Tom Healy, as you mentioned, who on guitar and producers as well. Yeah. The Olympic Girls really explored a fuller sound compared to previous albums. And I guess we're calling it psychedelia folk. I'm thinking sort of like that, but it's not. It's more folky than psychedelia, but you've got these feelings of sort of minor chords and sort of the way the progressions go on the arpeggios. It's quite different to your everyday folk, I guess you'd say. Was that one thing that inspired that, or it just sort of evolved over time?
I think it did evolve over time. Like the Olympic Girls, like I can kind of see threads of it through earlier works, like She'll Be Coming Round, a song on Brightly Painted One, I always felt could have kind of almost exploded out more and been a bit more crazy towards the end. and then I did this EP with Hamish Kilgour, drummer from The Clean, and I think that kind of also gave me a feeling of what it is to record in a more free way and to kind of not try and contain everything so much and to let things kind of actually grow and develop in a kind of... and I guess me stepping back and going, let other people's ideas shine through.
Yeah.
Because there's so many moments on the album that are not my ideas. You know, Cass's bass solo or Tom's.
Oh, in How Much?
Yeah.
Love that bass line. Yeah.
And you know, kind of encouraging that from my bandmates and celebrating it was a big thing on this album. And but the actual writing of the chord, you know, like you said, the chord progressions started off with a song called 1 Million Flowers.
One of my favourites on the album.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
I love it.
And when I wrote that song, it did feel different to the songs that I'd written up until that point. It did feel like it was turning all these different corners and had all these sections and, like, quite strange. When I played it to Tom, he... you know, it was like, these guitar chords are really weird.
Yeah, right.
Even though it's in standard tuning. So, I feel like that kind of set the template for the rest of the songs that I wrote, and that it did feel like they were a bit more ambitious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, you've got this amazing music, and then you tell these stories over the top of it with your lyrics that I try and figure out where they come from, and they're quite hard to see, you know, what the inspiration was for them. When you write, do you pull from a specific experience most of the time for each song, or is it sort of, you know, where does inspiration come from for the lyrics?
Well, like for that song, 1 Million Flowers, it kind of came from a few things. I was feeling really uninspired, and I felt really like kind of numb. And I was looking through a book of Van Gogh paintings to try and feel like a little bit more inspired or something. I guess I wanted to look at things that were really colourful, and his paintings of sunflowers just really kind of stood out to me, and I guess I had that in the back of my mind. And then a friend of mine posted on Instagram, she lives in Tokyo, about the cherry blossoms, you know, falling, and she actually wrote 1 Million Flowers, and so I kind of just stole her line.
Does she know? Oh, she obviously knows.
She knows, yeah. But you know, it'll be something like that. It's about having something already in the back of your mind, and then you make a connection with something else, and then you've got the idea of the song, and then it becomes about a, you know, then you have a narrative that actually means something to you, that you kind of add into that idea. So
yeah,
I think that is what often happens, is it's like triggered or like sparked by something you see or hear, but then you make it about something that has happened to you.
Hmm. Would you say it's a personal record?
Very personal, yeah. I mean, all of them are, but I think I let myself be a bit more myself on this album.
Does it take 3 albums to get to that point, do you think, to have that confidence to really make it as personal as it is?
I'm not sure if it takes other people 3 albums.
I guess I'm speaking to musicians, you know, I think it finds, you sort of start out your career as a musician sort of being who you think maybe you should be, or maybe people I'll think, and then the second album, obviously you sort of pull back a little bit maybe, and then maybe the third album is that chance to sort of be a bit more free, like you say, a bit more relaxed. I was wondering if there's like a trajectory that is sort of taken by musicians in general.
I think it's, yeah, I mean, from a lot of albums that I think of from artists, their first album is often more simple and more more minimalist, like and then they get more and more kind of complex, and then they might go back again. Maybe number 4 will be me on my own again.
You were picked up by Milk Records for this record for distribution in Australia, of course, well known as Courtney Barnett and Jen Clough's label. What did that mean to you to sort of be picked up by someone like Milk, who have quite an international, you know, push and, you know, so well known, especially here in Australia? What did that mean?
Oh, it was huge. I'd been following Milk for a few years and kind of just admiring what they were up to and their whole way of doing things and being very proactive, kind of in their community and reaching out and being very connected, like you said, globally. Mm. And yeah, Jen Clough was an artist that I really admired, and she actually knew Tom Healy from Tiny Ruins. He'd played in her band years ago when she'd lived in New Zealand for a little while.
Oh yeah,
and they were old friends, and so we sent them the record, Courtney and Jen, and I had one conversation with Jen, and it just felt like, as artists, they understood so intimately what it is like to have an album, to be looking at releasing it and touring it, and I felt like just the support of them as artists was really a really different feeling for me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it felt like a great fit for this record, and we're really proud to be on that label.
Your home is the Waitakere Ranges?
Waitakere.
Waitakere. Yeah. I don't have that accent. or as you call it, the bush.
Yeah.
How much did that environment inspire you? And what do you miss about home when you're on tour?
I think it directly inspired some of the lines on the album. Like in the song How Much, there's a line, you're on the edge of the city, in the shadow of the cranes, and you do feel like you're living on the edge of the city in Auckland if you're in the Waitakere's. It's not a feeling of being in a city, it's being in the bush and in the mountains. Mm. It's a really contemplative place, and I try and do the same walk every couple of days when I'm at home.
Okay.
Where I really like feel the change in the seasons around where I'm living, and the, you know, the trees changing, and it's a great place. I love living there, and I've actually moved just further into the bush now.
Ah, further away from the city.
Yeah, so even further. But it's, I love it. It's just the trees and the quietness, and it's pretty isolated.
It'll always be home to you.
I think New Zealand? So. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I moved out that way when I was 10, and after I grew up in Bristol in England, and then my family moved, and we settled out in West Auckland. So it is like a feeling of home when I'm there, and it's like isolated enough to be away from everything, but connected enough to still be able to like go to your band practices and see your friends. And
yeah, beautiful. Well, you're playing a couple of gigs tonight at Wollongong at the University of Wollongong Bar, I believe, and then tomorrow night at the Oxford Art Factory.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple of tickets to give away to each show. So if you love Tiny Ruins music and you've really enjoyed this chat with Holly, I suggest you give us a call right now. 9514-9500 is the number. First call us through. We've got two tickets for Wollongong tonight, so if you're down that way, and then two tickets for Sydney on Thursday night. Make sure you get down early for the shows to see Tiny Ruins and support acts. And thank you so much for taking the time to come to 2SER this afternoon.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Mike.